You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Tampa Bay Rays acquired some key offensive pieces very early in the hot stove season, but is there a major move up their sleeve as the winter meetings approach in Nashville next week? Matt Wehmeyer joined by Rays reporter Bill Chastain. Bill, thank you for the time. So that's a good place to start. So the Rays bringing aboard Logan Morrison, Brad Miller, pitcher Danny Farquhar via trade with the Mariners a little over a month ago, I believe. But like I said, are they poised to make a big splash at the winter meetings, do you think?
You know, I think they're in good shape if they see something they like. But, you know, I was sitting there thinking about it today. They really don't have any glaring needs. Now, they could be better at certain positions, but I think if the season started right now, they'd be in pretty good shape. But that doesn't mean they're not willing to listen to certain things that they think would make their club better now or for the future. So, you know, and some of the things to look for as far as now might be salary ideas and bringing in prospects or maybe to get that one impact guy you really like to get.
Yeah, definitely one of the more unpredictable teams, especially during the Joe Maddon years and Kevin Cash now at the helm. But you're right, it's very hard to predict what that front office is going to do. And they always pull a rabbit or two out of their collective hats. So we'll see what happens in Nashville next week. Bill, we're speaking here on a Wednesday afternoon, which means the non-tender deadline is fast approaching at midnight tonight. The Rays have 9 players eligible for arbitration. Do you think the team offers contracts to all 9?
I would be surprised if they did not. The one guy who might have been kind of dangling in the breeze was maybe, you know, catcher Rene Rivera. But the fact that they did not put J.P. Arencibia on the 40-man kind of tells me that what their intentions are with Rivera. And, of course, one thing to remember, too, just because you go to arbitration does not mean these guys are not going to be guys who won't move if the trade opportunity comes. But I think I'd be very surprised if all 9 of the players were not back. And that list includes Logan Morrison, and I won't say not back, but are not tender contracts. That would be Logan Morrison, Alex Cobb, Drew Smyly, Logan Forsythe, Desmond Jennings, Erasmo Ramirez, Rivera, and Brandon Guyer. And, of course, probably the other name on that Rays fans are a little bit frustrated with is Desmond Jennings. But I think the feeling is they'll probably get him back at about the same price they had him for this year based on the fact that he did not play a lot this year. But Jennings, when he's healthy and playing, he is a force on offense and can be a force. Unfortunately, for a lot of his career, he's been hurt. But I think, you know, they feel like he could bounce back next year and get back to what they thought he could have given them last year.
Yeah, that was going to bring me right to my next point, talking about Desmond Jennings, one of those 9 players. And, you know, fans kind of seem to be on the fence about him, and you just brought up all the points that when he's healthy, he's so dynamic and so quick and adds such a presence to that lineup. But when he's not healthy and he's not playing, he's obviously a non-factor. And you seem to be on the side of giving him another chance to prove himself in 2016. Is there some apprehension maybe with the front office to say that, you know, we want to give this guy his money, we want him to prove himself, but the health is just such a huge question mark. Do you think they have some apprehension about that?
You know, I'm really not feeling it, but, you know, it could be there. I think he's a pretty good price at what he would be at if he's healthy. So I think they'll take him for another spin this year and see what happens. You know, and, of course, one of the nice, you know, there is a nice aspect of when a player goes down, the Rays did get to see some of their young outfielders last year, and they feel like I think they've got a lot better idea of what some of these guys can do now. So, you know, you got Mikey Matuk in the mix now, along with the other, you know, the rest of the bunch. So a little deeper, maybe some of them are the same type of guy, but, you know, a little deeper across the board, which I think gives them a little more flexibility.
Yeah, I certainly agree. And some of those young guys, like you mentioned, Matsuk and Kevin Kiermaier, who wins a Gold Glove, they really stepped up in Jennings' absence. And that's always a silver lining when a guy goes down. The youngsters do have a chance to prove themselves, and the youngsters on the Rays certainly did that. And then some, putting Jennings back into the mix in 2016, if healthy, could only lead to good things for sure. Bill, just to switch gears here, I've always been intrigued by this rotation. There's so much talent, it's undeniable, but a lot of injuries along the way as well, especially in 2015. Is the team on the lookout for another starter this offseason, perhaps as an insurance policy, or are they relying on improved health by the current group they have to really carry them into next season?
I think they're pretty confident with the group they have. Otherwise, they would not have traded Nathan Carnes. You look at it, they've got five guys to start right now, and when you put Blake Snell in that group and maybe even Taylor Guerrero later in the season, you're going to have Alex Cobb coming back. And you know, they just picked up Whitley from the Yankees, who should be back about the same time as Cobb. So I think they've got a pretty good depth, but they've always maintained that that's the one thing they can't go to market to buy, and that is pitching. So that's why they always want to groom their own, and they won't want to have the young guys. You know, I mean, we see what going to market did for the Red Sox yesterday. It's, you know, $30 million a year for David Price. So a little more of a comfort zone when you bring them up and raise them yourself for what you're paying them.
That's absolutely true, and it seems like the Rays, at least on paper right now, have a surplus of starters. The reality is you can never really have a surplus. You can never have too much pitching because of just the wear and tear and the natural attrition of a 162-game season and potentially playoffs. But when you look at the names that could potentially be in that rotation, are there some guys that, if they get squeezed out, could maybe find them their way into the bullpen?
Tough question. You know, and also what's tough about it is because you just don't know what the health's going to be. You know, you go to spring training with six or seven guys, and, you know, you hope to end up with five healthy ones. So I don't really see any of the guys that are in there. Maybe Erasmo Ramirez, but, you know, he did so well as a starter. Tough to say. You know, last year we were having the same discussion, and Alex Colomé shows up at spring training, and he's, you know, he has some trouble getting over here, and then he has trouble with pneumonia. He ends up as a starter, then he's in the bullpen, and now he looks like a major bullpen piece. So, you know, it is so flexible sometimes. You just, you know, it's hard to pinpoint one or the other.
Yeah, the beauty of baseball, the unpredictability for sure, and that will definitely not change heading into 2016 and beyond. Bill, you touched on this briefly, but the big news on Tuesday, the Red Sox signing former Rays ace David Price to that seven-year $217 million deal. He's been gone from Tampa Bay for pretty much a year and a half now, but I still got to think his name carries a lot of weight in those parts at Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg. Any reaction at all from the Rays players, perhaps former teammates or front office people, about Price signing this deal?
I haven't talked to anybody since it happened, so I really don't know. Probably most of them be happy for him. He's a very popular guy. You know, and most of them love to compete against him. You know, he's the consummate competitor, whether it's, one of those video soccer games or whether he's playing blowing bubble gum or whatever he's doing. He wants to win every time out, and everybody loved him when he was down here. He's, you know, great, great teammate. So I'm sure probably the overall reaction is just going to be like, you know, I wish we didn't have to face him, but they're very happy for him getting the money.
Yeah, that seems to be the consensus, and I'm sure he himself is pretty happy to get that money from the Boston Red Sox for 7 years and well over $200 million. MLB.com Rays reporter Bill Chastain, always a pleasure, Bill. Enjoy your time in Nashville, and I'm sure we'll talk again very soon. Thanks again.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.